We'll read just one verse maybe to begin with, and later in the message we'll look to several verses together at that time as well. Psalm 119 and verse 105, a pretty familiar verse. It's a verse that maybe if kids got to grow up in Sunday school, they would have learned this verse. And many adults probably have learned this verse. It's a great verse. It teaches us what the Word of God is to be to us in a powerful way to lead us and to guide us. Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want to preach to you this morning for a little bit about walking in the light of God's Word. Walking in the light of God's Word. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for this time we come to look at your Word. We thank you for giving us the Bible. Thank you for this book that's been given that teaches us about your love and your plan and your purpose for our lives. Lord, your love for us is an incredible thing. Your grace and mercy are words that we can just be amazed at. We think of what they mean. We understand what you've done for us. Lord, when we felt your grace to us, your forgiveness, your patience in our lives, God, you are so much better to us than we deserve. And God, I pray we would not take for granted the goodness of God and the mercy of God in our lives. Father, help us to be serious about living for you and loving you and doing your will. Father, help us ultimately to love you with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. You know, this is the greatest commandment. This is your great desire for our lives. And help us to love you in that way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God said, "My word is like a light. My word is like a lamp." God certainly is the one who created light. We can go back to Genesis and learn that. God created light. And before that happened, there was no light. Can you imagine what it would be like? Try to imagine what it would be like if we had no light. You don't live in darkness, and we're able to see because God created a light for us. And here in Psalm 119 and in other places as well, God compares His Word to being like light for us. God compares His Word to being like a lamp for us in our lives. So maybe some of you have heard a little expression before. Let me shed a little light on that for you. In other words, let me help you to understand that a little bit better. And the Bible is something that can shed a little light on anything. The Bible can shed light for any area of our life to help us to see the way clearly. The Bible is a book of knowledge. It's a book of wisdom. It's a book of light. And the Bible can shed light onto all issues of light. And the good thing about it is it's not man's light that it shed, it's God's light. You know, you can go to a lot of books, you can go to a bookstore, and you can find a lot of books that might teach people that a lot of different topics. But God's Word, this is the greatest light ever that will help to shed light for any area of your life. It can help us in our marriage. It can help us in our child rearing. It can help us in our finances. It can help us in business. It can help us in our work. It can help us in our relationships. It can help us in our spirit, making our spirit better. There's thousands of books out there to try to help people, but the Bible's the best book of all. It'll shed light on any area and can be a help to us. It's God's light that it sheds. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Every light then can and should remind us of God's Word. God is the creator of all light. He created the stars. He created the sun. He created fire. He created lightning. There are many ways we can be reminded of the practicality of God. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, the Bible says that Jesus made the statement, "I am the light of the world." I am the light of the world. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ was the walking Word of God. In John chapter 1, He's called the Word of God, and He's also called the light of the world. So the Word is light, isn't it? Christ is the light. But the Word of God also is light for us. Psalm 119, we read it there, 105, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Let me share with you a few statements this morning. Number one, this has seemed kind of odd, but let me explain it to you. A lamp will help you to see the lamp. A lamp will help you to see the lamp. Remember what the verse said, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." A lamp can help you to see the lamp or to see a light. Have you ever maybe struggled in the dark to find a light switch before? You know, maybe sometimes you're out of it in some place where it was very, very dark and struggling and trying to maybe feel along a wall and look for a light switch or something like that. When there's a storm and you lose your electricity, sometimes people might get a little light out to help them find some more lights. Now, they might get out a little flashlight or something and use it to go help them. Oh, you know, you've got some candles somewhere in a drawer, or you've got some more light flashlight somewhere. And you might use a smaller light to help you to see the light, to go find some other light. If there's something in the Bible that you don't understand, you can let the Word of God shed light on the Word of God. We don't need other books as much as we need the Bible. I read sometimes some other commentaries, and they're good, and sometimes they're helpful. But the Word of God is the best thing to shed light on the Word of God. It's the best source of light to help you understand the Bible. For example, the book of John will teach you about the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew will shed light on the book of Mark. Hebrews will help to shed light on the book of Romans. The New Testament will help to shed a lot of light on the Old Testament. Listen, there may be parts of Scripture, parts of the, you know, the light that you don't quite understand. Let the Word of God shed light on the light. I'm confusing you probably, right? But the Word of God, think about it, it can help us to understand the book. It can shed light from one area onto another area. For example, the book of Galatians and Hebrews are wonderful books to help us understand many things that the Old Testament teaches. Now, Christ was the fulfillment of so many things. So the Word of God can help to shed light, help us to see the light. The Bible's a book of light. Each verse will shed light on another verse. A lamp can help you to understand or help you to find a lamp. The Bible will help you to understand the Bible. The Bible's amazing that at our fingertips we have a little light that we can shine to help us even see the light. The Bible will help you understand the Bible. It's a key book that every Christian needs to help them understand the Word of God. It'll help you to understand itself. I've got a collection here of 66 books all the way from Genesis to Revelation. 66 books, you know what? And within that, the books can help me to understand the other books of the Bible. They can help me to understand the Word of God. The Bible is where you'll find truth. There are three things to do when you study the Bible. Number one, if there's something you're trying to understand, leave it in context. Don't just take it out of context and twist it to mean what we might want to make it mean. We could easily do that sometimes. Just take one verse, take one little phrase and take it out of context. But we need to take things in context. And what was God teaching and what was the Bible teaching? Sometimes it's good, number two, to compare it to another verse. If maybe one verse, the teaching of it seems a little bit unclear. Sometimes might think, well, does the Bible contradict itself? No, I don't believe so. But there might be one verse that, or some verses that you might think, well, they're a little unclear. Well, don't just take that by itself then. Compare it to the whole of Scriptures. Compare it to the rest of the Word of God and let the rest of the Word of God shed light on it to help you understand some verses that may be harder to understand. Another good idea when we're studying the Bible is to ask ourselves to whom it is speaking. You know, sometimes there are passages that it seems very much they were written to believers or to non-believers or maybe written to Hebrew, to Jewish believers. And we need to understand to whom it was written to and take it in context. All of the Bible is for our learning, but some we understand was very specified for certain people. So we said this, the Word of God is like a lamp that will shed light on the Scriptures and help you to see the light. Number two, a lamp will help you to see where to go. A lamp will help you to see where to go. It'll help you to know what path to take in life. Again, our text verse, Psalm 119 said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's kind of like us having street lights to help us see the way. You know what I like? Sometimes if it's late at night and I've been driving a long while, I much prefer driving on the highways where there's lights, as opposed to driving, you know, in southwestern Ontario where there's a big section and no lights and it's a well-known area for a lot of accidents. You know what? You're more alert in the areas where there's light. where there's lights along the highway and so on. In the days of when the scripture was written, many times people would have some little lamps that they would actually strap to their ankles. Like a little kerosene lamp, if you will, that could be strapped to their ankles. And if they were walking at night, it would almost act like a little, not a flashlight directly per se pointing, but a little light. It would be a light to their feet. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know what? Those little lamps just could be strapped around their ankles. It wouldn't provide a lot of light, but enough light to help them see the next step and see where to make sure you're stepping in a solid place. Every step that we take should be taken asking the Word of God to guide our steps. The Bible should rule our lives. It should rule our lives. If we want to know, what steps should I take? What direction should I go? Which path should I take? Let the Word of God be the lamp. Let it be the light to guide your path. In Genesis 1:16, the Bible says this, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." There's God talking about three lights that He created back at the beginning. He created the greater light to rule or to dominate the day, and the sun rules the day. He created the lesser light to rule or to dominate the night, and we think of that as the moon. He made the stars also. God was there spreading the light everywhere. But notice specifically that God said they're to rule. The sun rules the day. The moon is what rules or dominates the night. In the very same way, the Word of God ought to rule our lives. The Word of God is to be the light that rules our day. The Word of God needs to be the light that rules and controls in our life. The Bible is the light. And God says, when you see light, I want you to think of the Word of God. You know, the Bible tells us men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. It's quite a statement that the Bible makes. Men love darkness rather than light because their days are evil. Evil, you know, so often evil people want to be around darkness. Evil people don't want to be around the Bible. When you see the word evil in the Bible, the word evil and sin are different words. Evil is something that you do that hurts more than just yourself. Sin is something that we do that hurts ourselves. When we do evil, we're going to be hurting someone else. You know what? Gossip is evil because it affects others. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Have you ever noticed the bars and the nightclubs and so on? They're dark places. If young people want to spend all their time in a place that is dark, they're probably up to no good. Why is it that if we'd be honest, we are more tempted to do wrong in the dark, but we're not near as tempted to do wrong in the light? Why is it that most crime takes place under the cover of darkness? Because the truth is that in the light, people can be a lot more easily seen. People can be a lot more easily found out in the light. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Something about the goodness of light makes us want to do good, or maybe makes us not want to get caught. Listen, we're more prone to do right in the light than when we're in the darkness. There are some people who don't necessarily like the preaching of the Bible. There are some people who don't want to know the truth. Why? Because the truth is like a light shining in their life. There are some people who don't like the preacher shining the light on their life because they're content just living in darkness. There are sometimes people who maybe don't like coming to a church that will preach the Word of God and preach to them the Bible without apology, because you know what? They don't like a preacher that's going to take the Word of God like a big old flashlight and shine it into their life and shine it into their heart and say, this is what God wants, and this is what the light says. This is what's right. This is what's wrong. Many times people don't like that. But can I say the preacher is supposed to do that? He's supposed to pick up the Word of God like a flashlight and let it shine into our lives and let it shine into our hearts. People might get upset and say, get that light off of me. Turn that light off. But it's not the preacher's light that bothers them. It's God's light. It's the Word of God. Sometimes we're bothered by the light. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, the Bible says. The Word of God is to be a light shining in our life, helping us to do right. Isn't it amazing what God's light can do? It can get right down into our heart. Doctors can take their little lights and they can look in your throat and look in your eyes and look in your ears. But they can't see inside of you with that little light the same way that God can with His light. Oh, that light helps, certainly. But you know what? God's light shines all the way right down into the heart. And God sees our heart. Nobody else can see down inside the innermost parts of our heart and mind like God can. God can take His light and He can shine it right down inside of you. Sometimes people try to run from the light. Sometimes they maybe run from the light because they don't want to be seen or they enjoy living in darkness. But the Bible is supposed to be a light unto our path. It's supposed to be a lamp unto our feet. But the Bible can help you to choose your direction. The Bible can help you to know where to go to church. Say, where should I go to church? Well, go wherever you want to go. No, that's not really right. You shouldn't go to the church of your choice. You should go to the church of God's choice. How about going to where God says rather than where you decide? You better go to a church that believes in the light. You ought to go to a church that teaches the Bible. You ought to go to a church that follows the whole counsel of God. You ought to go to the church of God's choice. We've got to stay in the light. Listen, nobody likes their darkness revealed. Nobody does. Nobody's going to like the darkness, the dark side of their life revealed. But listen, we need to put ourselves in the place where God's light will shine into our life, into our home, into our family, and into our hearts and show us that this is right and this is what God wants and this is pleasing unto Him. You need to stay in the light. Young people ought to choose who they marry based on the Word of God. Don't pick your spouse on the basis of anything that is subject to change. You better find someone that loves the Word of God and obeys the Word of God and is living the Word of God. If they're truly a good Christian, they ought to say no to you if you want to do wrong. You know, the best person, listen, if you're a Christian young person and you want to marry a person who wants to live for God and love God and do right, you ought to marry someone that would say no to you if you wanted to do wrong. Or certainly not someone that would also encourage you to do wrong. If you find someone that would say no to you, then you might have found someone worth marrying. If they won't say no to you and no to wrong, then they're not spiritual enough for you to be marrying. If everybody who ever came to church with an attitude of, I'm going to study the Word of God to see if this is the church for me, then that would be fine. But that's not what most people do. We better look for what God is looking for. We better turn the light on and let God show the light in any area of our life, for decisions we're going to make, for where we're going to go to church, for who we're going to date, or who we're going to marry, or how we're going to deal with this, or how we're going to rear our children, or how we're going to live as a family. For whatever it be, let God take the Word of God and let it shine a light into your life, and into your home, and into your family, and into your heart and mind for all the decisions you're going to make. Let God's light shine in there to help you to see the light and see the right way and know what God wants you to do. The light will help you in making choices and choosing direction and so on. Number three, this is a good one, a funny one. A lamp will help you to dress right. A lamp will help you to dress right. Try getting dressed in the dark. You try going home, turning off all the lights, and before you go to work tomorrow, just have no lights, have all the blinds shut, make it totally dark that you can't see a thing, and just try doing that every day. And you see that some days you go to work looking good, and some days you go to work looking pretty funny. Yeah, it's difficult to get dressed in the dark. Dressing without a light could cause you to embarrass yourself. You may not match. You may pick up some that's terribly wrinkled and needs to be ironed. You'll probably end up some days with one black sock and one blue sock or one red sock and one green sock and we'll be a mess. Have any of you ever gone before with mismatched socks? if you'd be honest, probably some of you have. I've got some in my family that do it out of pure pleasure, I think. We're a strange. We're a strange family. And have you ever buttoned your shirt and got the buttons wrong? You know, and then you were gone, even started out someplace before you realized the buttons were wrong or something. You know, you got your button here and so on. Have you ever missed a belt loop? You know, man gone to put your belt loop on and maybe you miss some of the belt loops, and that's all possible in the dark. You could put your clothes on inside out if you get dressed in the dark. A lamp is to shine so you can dress properly. If you pick up a tie and a jacket and it's dark, they might not match. You know, the Bible teaches us some things about modesty and immodesty. God's word can shine light on how we ought to dress. If you get dressed in the dark, your wardrobe may not be coordinated very well. We should not remain in spiritual darkness and hide from the light. We should allow the lamp to show us the light and show us how to dress. The Bible is like a light. God's word is like a lamp. We said this, the lamp, it'll help to shed light on the lamp. The Word of God will help us to understand other parts of the Word of God. It'll shine light or shed light onto the light. Secondly, it'll show us what path to take. It'll be that lamp unto our feet, that light unto our path. Thirdly, the lamp will help us to dress right. I want you to look at just a few verses here with me. If you can open up your Bibles again, look with me at Psalm chapter 119. And I want you to look later in that passage and just to a few other verses quickly. And we're almost done this morning, but Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119, we already read verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Look over at Psalm chapter 119 and verse 128. It says, therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. Again, it refers to God's precepts or God's commandments and so on, statutes. In Psalm 119, it's referring to the word of God. He says, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies, again talking about God's word, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. You let God's word shine. You let God's word shine into your life, and it'll be the light. It'll shed the light to help you understand things, to help you know what to do, to help you make decisions. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding. Turn back to Psalm chapter 86. Psalm chapter 86. And verse number 11 there. Psalm 86, and verse number 11, the Bible says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. God's word is the truth, isn't it? How is God going to teach us his way? He's going to teach us his way through the word of God. So as you're looking, how can I know God's way? How can I know what God wants me to do? Listen, God's given you a real big book here. I know that the ones that I use, they don't have many pictures. They're all black and white. You know, they may seem sometimes to people, well, this is just boring. I don't like to read books, period. Why would I want to read a big book like this? It's all black and white. You don't know pictures. You know, nothing for me to look at. This is God's word to us. This is God's truth. And it's God's truth that will help to shed light. It's God's word that will help to lead us. It'll be God's word that will help to guide you in your life. And we need to come to the truth and come to God's word and say, God, I will follow your word. I will walk in the light. I'll do what you want me to do. Let God's word be your guide. You're unsure about a lot of things. You don't know how to be a good Christian. Well, get in the word of God. Get in the Bible. And let it help you to live the Christian life that God wants you to live. Let it help you in your home and in your family. Listen, we all need help. We need help in our families. We need help in our workplace. We need help in relationships. We need help in fixing our spirit, making our spirit right and our attitude right. We need help in making sure we treat people right and respond to people right. God's Word will help you. God's Word will help you. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I'll walk in thy truth. Walk in the light of God's Word. Walk in the light of God's Word. Turn with me over to Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 23. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. It says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." The commandment is a lamp, the law is light. God's Word, again, it's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. The reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Listen, sometimes God's Word may reprove you. Shining in our life, but we need to yield to that. We need to listen to that. God's trying to show you the light to help you know, hey, there's maybe danger in going the way you want to go. Walk this way, go this way, do it this way. God's way is always the best way. We need to let God's Word be the light. Let it be the spotlight. Let it be the lamp that guide our steps, guide our path, guide our feet. Over in Isaiah, after Proverbs, just a few more pages. The past Ecclesiastes, Psalm of Solomon, the book of Isaiah, chapter number 2. Isaiah chapter 2, there in verse number 3, says this. Isaiah chapter 2, and we're going to read there verse 3 and verse 5. It says, "And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways." Again, the psalmist said there in Psalm 86, "Teach me thy ways. Lead me in thy truth. Guide me in thy truth. Let's go up to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Verse 5. "O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord." Let us walk in the light of the Lord. You know what the light of the Lord is? Verse 3 just told us. It's the light of God's Word. It's the light of God's Word. Hey, God, I'm sure about a lot of things. Get in the Word of God. This book is to be the light to show you the way. This book is to be the light in your life and to be your guide and to be your help. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If we really got into the Bible, we'd see that the Bible tells us how to do everything that we need to be concerned with doing. God's Word is like a lamp that will light the way and show us what God wants us to do. You know what? Thank God one day when we get to heaven, there'll be no need for a light, no need for a flashlight, no need for fluorescent lights or incandescent lights or LED lights or any other lights. You know what? When we get to heaven, there won't even be a need for the sun or the moon or the stars. The Bible says this in Revelation 21:23, "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb," talking about the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, "is the light thereof." When we get to heaven, there will be no need to flip on a light switch. There'll be no need for some extra lights. No, because Jesus Christ will be the light in heaven. It will be so bright. Everything, it'll be so bright that everything will be revealed there, nothing hidden. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and He'll be the light in heaven. If we're not saved, then we're in spiritual darkness this morning. You know, you'll have a tough time understanding the Bible if you're trying to read in the dark. To someone who's trying to read the Bible and understand the Bible and they've never been saved, that's a very difficult thing. Very difficult thing. God's Spirit can help us understand enough of His Word and so on, and gives us a measure of faith that we can be saved. We can place our faith in Lord Jesus Christ and we can be saved. The Corinthians teaches us it's very hard for a natural man, an unsaved man, to understand things that are spiritual. You must first be saved and have the Spirit of God come and live inside of you to help you to understand a spiritual book. you're not saved, you need to be saved. You need to come to the light of the world. You need to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Don't put that off. Christian, when the preacher holds up the light and shines the light on something in your life, whatever you do, don't say, turn off that light. I don't want that light shining on me. Listen, it's good for us to have the light shine on us. It's good for us to have the light and let the light shine into our life and let the light shine into our heart and show us, hey, there are some things that need to be different. There are some things that need to be changed. We are commanded. We ought to walk in the light of God's Word. Walk in the light of God's Word. It's good for us to have the light shine on us. It's good for the lamp of God's Word to show us what path God wants us to take. Don't walk in darkness. We don't have to. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of God's Word. If we don't want to walk in the light, then that shows there's something wrong with us. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. We ought to want to walk in the light. God's Word is like a lamp. It's a lamp that will shine the light onto other parts of Scripture to help us understand it. It's a lamp that will help us to see where to go. It's a light that will show us what pathway to take. It's a light that can rule our lives and should rule our lives. The lamp of God's Word can help us and keep us from living in darkness. We must not run from the light when it shines on our life. We need to walk according to the light of God's Word. Walk according to the light of God. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Let's pray together.